Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Faith. Thank you to Dave, Gloria, Earl, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Mark 4, 35-40.
The reading this morning is taken from Mark 4, 35-40. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. Our theme of the sermon today is faith. And the word faith is a powerful word. It's much more than "I hope so," or "maybe this will happen." In Scripture, faith is an assurance of things hoped for. It is a conviction of things not yet seen, but will be seen in the future. So may our faith be a legacy for the next generation to come. Our faith in God and God's faith in us. So today, you're going to hear the word faith over and over and over again. In Isaiah chapter 7, in verse 9, it says, "If you don't stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." Being faithful teaches us to grow our faith, and may we be living examples of faith, even today and for the future. And so in Joshua, it says, "The whole assembly of the Lord says, 'How could you break faith with the God of Israel and turn away from the Lord?'" And this seems to be ongoing in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, but prayerfully, not for us. And then this book that we read very, very seldom, the book of Habakkuk. And he says, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on the tablets." So back in those old days, there wasn't really a writing thing. It was chiseled. "Make it plain on the tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits the appointed time. It speaks of the end and will prove false." Interesting, Old Testament times even saying this. "Though it linger, it will not prove false." God is throughout the Old and New Testament alike. One of the reasons Israel lost their homeland was because of their lack of faith in God. And then Malachi chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "Have we not all one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another?" You see, they wanted to assimilate with other nations who worshiped idols, and they abandoned their faith in God. And God was always wanting to bring them back. And maybe that's true for us in many times. And then, of course, there's faith in Jesus. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 28, "And why do you worry?" Jesus said. "I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, and what you'll wear. See how the lilies of the field grow. God reminds us that he is always with us. His faith for us is everlasting. And may that be for us to be examples of faith all throughout the ages. And then Jesus talks so much about faith. He says in Matthew 17, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here and there, and it will move. And let's be truthful that all of us need mountains to be moved in our life, to be shrink. So we keep calling out in faith. Again in Matthew, I tell you the truth, Jesus said, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do miraculous things, you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. It may not always be exactly what we want, but it will be what God wants. The Bible says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And sometimes in our life, we sometimes wonder about that. We go through devastations, we go through horror, we go through extreme difficulties. We can't figure anything out. And yet, God says, I am with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. We all have challenges. We have worries, even though God tells us not to worry. But may our faith overcome our worry. Let God. And when the crucifixion of Jesus took place, even the believers said, he was dead, and that's it. That's the end of the line. However, it certainly was not the end of it. His death, his resurrection, reminds us that our death is not the end. Many of our loved ones have passed. It's not the end. A new heaven and a new life. Many of our loved ones have passed, but the promise of Jesus is that we too shall live a new heaven and a new earth. It's not just colorful language. Rather, it will be our reality. God has faith in us, so we must have faith in him. Faith is represented in many ways. It's represented in baptism. It's represented in communion. It's represented in prayer. It's represented by being faithful to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and being faithful to our loved ones. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. He faithfully provided all things, and he still does for us. So interesting, going way back, thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and coming to this point still. Faith is prominent. We're part of it. And poor Job, he understood it. By his spirit, he says, the skies became fair. His hand pierced the gliding serpent, and they're but the outer fringe of his works. How can we understand the thunder of God's power, and most of all, his protection over us is faithfulness. And then in Isaiah 32, the Spirit is poured out from on high. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. My people will live in peaceful dwellings, places of rest. How blessed you will be, that God will help us in our faith. So even though thousands of years ago, people questioned faith, people still question faith today. And sometimes we struggle with it, with things. So again, in Psalm, many writers in the Psalm, when you hide your face, they are terrified. When you send your Holy Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord all my life. Let faith be demonstrated in us. 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Easy to read. Easy to read. Do you not know that God's Holy Spirit lives in us? We say it. Do we believe it? God the Father lives in us. Jesus lives in us. The Holy Spirit guides us, in us. Scripture helps us to understand all of this. We are so blessed that God's faith is all around us. He says in 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own, or bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Demonstrate faith to others by being faithful to Jesus. And there's many ways of doing this. Be faithful in teaching. Be faithful in preaching. Be faithful in prayer. Be faithful in sharing with one another. And so Paul, who writes the majority of the New Testament, says in 2 Corinthians, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. If anyone's in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is through Christ and gave us this ministry of reconciliation. We've been changed by God, that God has been changing, reconciling us to the world, to himself in Christ Jesus. And he has committed to us that message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. How about that? We're all ambassadors. Christ's ambassadors. God made him who had no sin to be sin in him, so that we might become the righteousness of God. And then he says one more time something about us. But you have an anointing from God, an anointing from the Holy One. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead other people astray. But no, you have an anointing of God. God lives in us by being faithful to Jesus. He reconciles us unto himself. And then John, the apostle of love, writes these words. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And then he says this, and that is what we are. We are children of God. It's not just words. Children of God. And we know, because he promises, that when Jesus appears, listen, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Just think, Just think, one day we will see him face to face. And then lastly, John writes, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. How? By faith. So, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. The Lord Jesus will bring us to eternal life. It's not just words. It's a promise of God. And what God promises, he never lets himself go. When he promises, it comes true. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, yes, God. Majesty, yes, God. Power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord befall all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. And may we be faithful to God as God is faithful to us. Examples of faith in the Bible include Abraham, Isaac, Noah's construction of the ark, Moses leading the Israelites across the Red Sea, Abraham, a central figure in the Bible. He was known as the man of unwavering faith. He's considered the first patriarch of the Jewish people and revered as a prophet in Judaism even to this day. And of course, in the New Testament, the central figure was and is and always will be Jesus our Lord, our Savior, and our salvation, because salvation comes from him. The Apostle Paul plays a crucial role in the figure of spreading the gospel, Christianity throughout the world. Even today, we follow words of spiritual application, put it into practice in our lives on a daily basis. It can be done. Most of all, we follow the example of Jesus. And then there's figures of faith. There are a lot more. Well, let's put it this way. We're part of it. Many of us are going to know these words that I'm going to say. Figures of faith who have celebrated strong belief. Many of us are so grateful for biblical scholars. They make scriptures come to life. Over the years, we've heard wonderful scholars like C.G. McPhee. Many of us remember him. Keith Thompson, for sure. N.T. Wright, we've learned so much from him. Wonderful Lynn Anderson. One of my favorite teachers was Foy Anderson in Ohio. My father, Murray Smith, who preached for more than 40 years. Steve May, who has been preaching in North Bay for many years. Rob Gigg, preaching in Sunridge. Noel Walker, Bob Hibbard, Drew Chapadeau in Wisdom. Dr. Leslie Williams, Daryl Buchanan in Moose Jaw, Bob Parker in Saskatoon. These are all names of people who are standing up and sharing their faith. Wonderful ministers doing their very best. So in conclusion, may we be grateful that we have heard wonderful words of faith from so many people. And I believe with all of my heart that God is grateful for people of faith. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.